With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is in Kerrville, Texas. He and the First Lady are touring some of the devastating flood damage. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is with the president. The president will later join a roundtable discussion of officials and victims. The search for 160 people still missing continues. The death toll is at 120. The State Department being hit with mass layoffs. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
More than 1,300 civil servants and foreign service officers are being fired in a major reorganization of the agency. Secretary of State Rubio defends the job cuts.
Our reduction in force was done, I'm very proud to say, I would argue, probably in the most deliberate way of anyone that's done one.
The layoffs are not immediate. Most civil servants will lose their jobs after a 60-day separation period. Foreign service officers will be let go after they're placed on administrative leave for 120 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At a news conference in Malaysia, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says his meeting with his Chinese counterpart was a positive one.
But I thought it was a very constructive and positive meeting and gave us a lot to work on. So that was our message, was the opportunity here to achieve some strategic stability and identify areas where we can cooperate together on and build better communications and working trust.
Rubio and Wang Yi met on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit. Communities in rural Sutton, Vermont, face damaged homes and washed out roads after heavy rainfall there caused flash flooding. Meanwhile, Weymouth, Massachusetts also experienced flash flooding. Over 7 inches of rain, disrupting businesses and commuters. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 200. 70 points, the NASDAQ up 10. This is SRN News. The NEA breaks with the ADL.
The National Education Association, America's biggest teachers union, is cutting all ties with the Anti-Defamation League, accusing it of exaggerating the levels of anti-Semitism in the country. NEA spokesman also accused the ADL of being biased against the Palestinians. The ADL has responded by saying, quote, "We will not be cowed for supporting Israel, and we will not be deterred from our work reaching millions of students with educational programs every year." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian leaders are praising the IRS for announcing that clergy can endorse political candidates without risking their church's tax-exempt status. Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, says the decision was right, adding that the IRS has no business dictating what can be said from the pulpit. They need to stay out of our churches. Some voices on the left also praising the IRS decision. This is SRN News. An iconic American breakfast brand being sold.
Italian confectioner Ferrero, known for brands like Nutella, is buying the century-old U.S. cereal company W.K. Kellogg in a deal valued at approximately $3.1 billion. The deal includes Kellogg's 6 manufacturing plants and the marketing and distribution of its breakfast cereals across the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Kellogg has been struggling with falling U.S. cereal consumption. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wyoming's first new coal mine in 50 years is said to be opening soon. It will not rely on fossil fuel, though, to make money. Ramaco Resources plans to process the coal to extract rare earth elements. It says are present in profitable quantities. China supplies almost 90% of the world's rare earth elements. The Trump administration is seeking to encourage more U.S. production. More details at srnnews.com.